to let everyone know, I would like to let this be known clearly and concretely that everything that I'm using is for fair use and it's for educational purposes. And it's up to you to use your own discernment and assess the what information that I'm bringing forth, whether or not if you want to apply it or not. So, any way, shape, or form, I'm not, promoting a certain agenda. This is all from what I've researched or what I have read, what I have analyzed, and what I've seen through different avenues, whether it be social media, video, or whatever. But I have to make strong emphasis on that because I know people be on some BS. So I'm making emphasis that this is strictly fair use. This is my disclaimer. Peace and blessings. Welcome to the Adrian X Myatt podcast. Today we at the truth spot. We're doing something a little different. We're doing something for Mendah City, the movement, which is a play that I'm in. It's gonna be big for me because this is my first play. So I'm gonna be interviewing a little bit of the people that are here, and I want you guys to get to know them so you can meet the cast and also learn about who they are as a person and why they are a part of Mendah City, the movement. So here we go. I'm going to start interviewing people around the room so you can get to know everybody. I'm going to start with myself. Again, my name is Adrian X Myatt. I'm a podcaster. I'm into fitness. This is going to be a big play for me because this is my first one. And the reason why I'm in the Mendah City movement is because I want to give people the best version of myself and give people the most authentic version of myself to make a big impact on someone's life. So that's the reason why I'm a part of this movement. I would like to thank Tabia. I would like to thank Diamond. I would like to thank Solid. I would like to thank everybody that is a part of Mendah City, the movement, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't even know nothing about this. So this play is very deep and profound and heart-wrenching. It'll leave your emotions angry, happy, sad, but you'll get something profound out of this play. I was fortunate enough to watch it on YouTube from Bennett College, and the scenes were very powerful. I watched the character that I'm playing to kind of get the vision of how to act out the scene, to learn the character and to embody the character. So again, it's a task, but it's a task that I feel that I'm really up for. Nervous, but at the end of the day, I'm happy to be a part of something that's very big because, man, we're changing lives and that's what it's really about. So having said that, I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to allow other people to talk so you can get to know who they are as people as well. So thank y'all for tuning in. Again, this is the Adrian X Myatt podcast. You can check me out on Spotify, Anchor, which is what we're on right now, Google Podcasts, and other noteworthy platforms as well. And also, you can check me out on YouTube. Check me out on Adrian X Myatt Enlightenment, where I talk about African spirituality and things of that sort. And I interview Dr. Umar Johnson and Yurima Karama. So you can definitely check out different episodes that I have regarding current events and etc. So having said that, again, I'm going to interview some people and allow you to get to know them, and you'll learn more about the movement, Mendah City, the movement. So peace and blessings. So I'm here with Rel the Truth right now at the Truth Spot. We at his spot, so y'all need to check him out every Sunday. He's coming here with open mic, different artists, local and national, and everything. So we're on a podcast, Adrian X Myatt podcast through Anchor, Spotify, Google Cast, and everything. So we got one of the characters today. I'm in the scene with him in the dealer scene. Can you tell people just, you know, how you got started and what type of impact you want to make and things of that sort? Like, what's your character?
Well, my name is Real the Truth, and I'm a poet, and I'm passionate about sharing the truth, right? And mending, healing, you know, the city through people, through the truth and poetry. So I'm very happy to be a part of this play because that's what it embodies, is, you know, a lot of truth telling about, you know, history and our scene. You said, tell you about our scene. Man, it's very real and raw, like the whole play, right? It's, you know, we tap into some raw emotions, some real, like I said, truth of what went down, you know, back in the day.
Exactly, and even today.
And it's still going down.
Yep.
It's the same. Right. It's crazy how relevant, you know, it all is still this day. I've been a part of the play for 4 years now, and it seems like what we're talking about in the play is, you know, stuff that happened last year. You know,
right.
So very relevant. Mm-hmm. You know, things that need to be shared continue to be shared, and we're gonna continue to do that. AD getting his acting on. He's a man.
You forced my hand. You, like, I appreciate you for even presenting this opportunity, because I knew nothing about Mendes City in Las Vegas, so. For you to share with me, like, it's an honor, bro, and I'm very, we don't like using that word humble,
right.
But, you know, because the term and what it means, but I'm very honored, I'll say I'm very honored that you was able to present this to me to get me out my shell more, so.
Yes,
shout out to my boy Real, and thank you, Real, for allowing us to hold this social gathering, a social event at your spot, my brother. So, again, I definitely appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to doing a play with you and everything and the other cast members. So, again, thank you, my brother, for doing this interview and allowing us to be here at your venue. So, peace and love to you, my brother. And definitely, most definitely make sure you follow The True Spot on all platforms, including Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So, you definitely can find them. You can also go on the website called The True Spot LV.net, and you can also book your next venue, whether you want to do a wedding ceremony, or if you want to host a baby shower, or do a little concert, or whatever you would like to do. You can go on that website to book your venue. And yeah, so definitely make sure you support black businesses. We're promoting black excellence, so definitely show your support. So I'm here with Solid the Truth, who plays a big, huge role in Mend the City, the movement, and the play. I want her to kind of give an introduction about herself and how she's involved and what role she plays and things of that sort. So please, if you could talk to the people about, you know, what I just mentioned, it would be much appreciated.
So thank you so much, AD. It's a pleasure to be able to talk to your audience. My name is Solid, first name Solid, last name Truth. Solid is just like solid as a rock, and it means socially organizing and literally inspiring desire. I'm a spoken word artist, a poet, and a motivational speaker. And I've also done some community theater and radio shows, promotion here in Las Vegas, some open mics, as well as some productions as far as some live entertainment. And I'm just glad to be a part of the Mendes City movement. I've been a part of the movement for about 10 years now. I was with Tavia during her first play called Mendacity Lives Left Unspoken. And this is our second time doing Mendes City, the movement here in Las Vegas. It's a great cast, a very, very wonderful play. It's all about activism. It's all about history. It's all about moving forward, healing and mending a city one individual at a time. I have answered the call for marketing and promotions again. There's 8 clarion calls in the back of the script, and we'll also get a chance to talk to you a little bit more about that at the play and after the play. So it's an honor and a privilege to work with so many great and talented artists here in Las Vegas, and hopefully we'll be able to bring this to a city near you.
All right.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
You have mentioned that you have been working with Mendes City Movement for about 10 years, is that correct? And you said that it's you're hoping and you're wishing that this has an impact on the community. What type of impact would you like for this type of movement to have on the community?
Well, for me, being a 70s baby, I was born in Philadelphia, and I was also raised in New Jersey and in South Carolina. I've had a chance to see the Ku Klux Klan march. I've had a chance to see Martin Luther King's dream become a reality, as well as live the nightmare of what we have experienced of so much racial tension as we grow and develop. I would love to see some of the negative connotations of what black people have brought to this country dispelled. You know, we are, to me, kings and queens, and we have a legacy that we must fulfill because we are descendants of some of the most strongest people on the planet because they survived and endured almost 400 years of slavery. And we are the next generation, along with my children and young people like AD and Rel and Joel and Saucy, we are the people who are going to lead this generation into the future. So I would love to be able to see us grow and come together as a people. My family is very much racially diverse, and I was taught as a young child by my grandfather, who was Native American, Irish, black, and white, that we cannot have racism within our own family and our own culture because we're all mixed with something. And thankfully, you know, we are proud of that. And I just like to see peace and love. That's what my whole motto is about, follow the fro, socially organizing and literally inspiring desire. I encourage the world to stay positive, focused, and motivated because consistency leads to success. And I encourage people to build their goals and dreams on a solid foundation by spreading peace and love. And of course, we always got to make money. Definitely want people to contribute to whatever it is in their community that's going to bring generational wealth. You know, keep your cities clean, keep your minds clean. You know, have pure intentions, speak your truth, but definitely learn about the history of America. And you know, it's impossible to tell people to take the emotion out of it, but you definitely want people to learn and keep things objective, because I personally wasn't enslaved, but some of the repercussions of my ancestors being enslaved have trickled down, and we have a right to be able to speak our mind. We're not typically violent people, but again, you know, we've been oppressed for a long time, so we would like to have our voices heard, and we would like to be able to explain to people why it is that this has to change. We cannot leave this as a legacy for our descendants. We are now and will be ancestors. You know, we are the elders, and it is up to us to leave a positive legacy and tell the truth and heal the nation, and we can do that by mending a city.
That's correct. Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly on a lot of what she talked about. We are the great, 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 great infinity great grandfathers and grandmothers of what you would call humanity. We birthed everything, you know what I mean? So it's up to us, like I mentioned before, talking with Tabia, about, you know, us making an impact on the community, the greatest gift that black people have is influence. Like, everybody wants to be like us, but don't want to be like us. So it's like, we got to take our power back, because our power has been, you know, in a docile state for so long that we haven't got no treatment out of slavery or none of that. So it's like we're like a fish out of water trying to work our way into our natural environment to thrive and grow like we're naturally supposed to. But it's a lot of hindrances and obstacles and things that we go through, and that's what this plays bring forth. It puts a spotlight on all the stuff that we've been through as people, whether it be joyous moments, you know, atrocious moments between our oppressors and things of that sort, and even fighting self-hatred amongst ourselves because of what we've been taught about ourselves. So that's like, you know, great figures like Angela Davis and Malcolm X and Marcus Garvey, all of them were right, you know, preaching the gospel, and now it's up to us to keep preaching that gospel, but also implementing action behind the gospel that we, you know, that we tell forth or tell the people, you know. So yeah, I just wanted to say that.
I feel like we are history in the making. Mm-hmm. When I was a young child, I was the oldest grandchild, and I was born to Elmer and Mary Collins. My grandfather was an entrepreneur and a business person. He only had a third grade or eighth grade education. My grandmother only had a third grade education, but they were able to raise over 100 children in emergency foster parent program. We went to school and we were taught, you know, to make A's and to do excellent and make 100%. But when we came home, we had to learn about our own history and our own culture. So I grew up knowing about all the inventors. I grew up knowing who Marian Anderson was, Louis Latimer, Dr. Banks. I grew up knowing who all of these people were. I grew up listening to people like Dick Gregory and Angela Davis. I knew about the history of the Black Panthers. Mm-hmm. I was taught about the bombing in Philadelphia. These were things that was instilled in me, so I don't have an excuse like some people to say we weren't taught our history. I was. And so sometimes it even creates conflict between me and my sisters and brothers because, oh, you think you know everything, or oh, you think you're so smart. And it's not that. It's just that we've been taught so many lies that when a person tells you the truth about yourself and they have a sense of self-confidence and they have a sense of leadership because someone cared enough to teach them what was right, look at that as a sense of empowerment, and look at that as, you know what, I want to learn from that sister. I want to learn from that brother. I want to learn more. How can we grow together, and how can we learn more so that we can be empowered together rather than to look at each other as, I got to get one over on you, or you think you're better than me. We're all descendants of kings and queens. We're all descendants of royalty, because every person on this planet has African blood in their body, and if they don't, they didn't come from this planet, and that's a whole nother story. But for me, I really have I'm very adamant about teaching us to be empowered, us to be self-sufficient, us to be self-respectful, us to be self-conscious. And this play, to me, allows me to be able to express that, because I'm 50 years old. I'm not going to get up necessarily and go out to the nearest protest. I'm not going to be on the front lines anywhere. This is my front line. Mm-hmm. Being able to speak my truth and being able to embody these characters and being able to help with the marketing and help with the public relations and help with the social media, that's where I can bring my talents to the table. So, you know, it's an honor to meet you, AD, and, you know, shout out to your public, your family, your friends. You know, we all in this together, and I'm looking forward to seeing us mend the city together.
Thank you. We definitely appreciate you as well, Solid. Thank you for taking the time out to enlighten the people. I don't like the word educate because it means to indoctrinate or to take out, which is a commonly used word, but she really enlightened us, and we definitely appreciate all the gems that she shared. We're going to go more around the room and interview more people. So please don't take your listening ear out of the vicinity. We're going to keep this going. And peace. peace and blessings again to everybody out there that is listening, and that's going to be there June 17th and June 18th. It's going to be at Raw Remedies in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we're going to see you there at 8:07, and yeah, we're going to get more people in this interview. So thank you again, Solid. Yeah, thank you. So here today we got one of the members. Her name is Tamara, and she's a part of the Mendez City movement. She's one of the cast members. And the first question I would like to ask you, Tamara, is how did you get involved with Mendez City movement?
You know what? It's really, honestly, it is a funny story. You know, it was synchronicity. I happened to be out front in my front yard when the UPS person came to deliver a package. And we started talking, we exchanged numbers, and she invited me to Raw Remedies for Mother's Day. And I met Tavia at Mother's Day. And she told me she was going to have a play, and I told her I want to be in it. And that's how I got involved. I had no idea what I was getting involved in, but now that I'm involved in it, you know, I'm so happy.
All right, that's what's up. We appreciate that.
That's amazing. Like I said, I mean, it's small, very small world, Tamara. I said, I'm really excited that you are part of this production. You are amazing. You guys should see this lady on stage. And through the rehearsals that we've been having here at the Truth Spot here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it has been something to see. I watched Tamara grow. I mean, when I can say, you know, I mean, I call it a cocoon to from the caterpillar to the cocoon, from the cocoon to the butterfly, because she has become a butterfly. And I don't know, is this your first time acting, Tamara?
Yes, it is. Look, other than just life.
Well, as we know, we act every day in life. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? We have
so,
to make decisions every day.
Right there, so. I am learning.
Yes,
I am
I'm really excited that you're part
process.
Of this. And what I want to do is say congratulations to you. You can now add actress to your resume. You know what I'm saying? Because you have done this successfully. And, you know, being a part of, you know, AD's, you know, podcast has shown to be... just, you know, it's like I said, us as a unit have shown, I think we've created a family here in Las Vegas in the community of being activists, you know, being, you know, the voices for the voiceless,
yep.
You know, and now, you know, I'm going to give it back to AD because, you know, like I said, this is his show, but I wanted to pipe in just because I've watched you grow.
Thank you so much for saying that. Bless your heart. And I appreciate your mirroring. You know, I also want to, if it's okay for me to piggyback just for a second.
Yep.
Maybe, you know, you talk about being a voice for the voiceless. And that is where I live. You know, I'm a therapist. I'm a social worker, actually, a clinical social worker. So, you know, it's in my blood, it's in my education, it's in my training, and it's in my work to be a voice for the voices. So this is another opportunity.
Okay, well, that's amazing.
That sounds awesome. I want to ask you one more question, and then we're going to go before I ask you that, I want to actually have Ms. Diamond introduce herself. In this interview as well, because she is a very, very, very great contributor to this movement. So it will be dishonorable of me not to have her tell the people what type of role she plays in this movement. So if you could, Ms. Diamond, please tell the people.
Hello, 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 AD. I know I always got a cheesy little grin on my face. Like I said, I'm just really happy to be on your show. And I'm going to introduce myself. My name is Ms. Diamond, a.k.a. Your Sophisticated Lady. And I am the person in the background that, you know, makes the hands on the clock tick. So that's how I would describe myself. I mean, everything that needs to be done, you know what I'm saying, as far as getting the information out to the cast in a timely manner and, you know, making sure they have what they need, they're comfortable. You know, even if they have any complaints and need to cry because they're not getting it, you know what I'm saying? It's okay. I take those phone calls too. So, you know, and I encourage, you know what I'm saying, pray with them, you know what I'm saying, give them, you know, as much, you know, feedback that I can, allow them to express themselves and let their voice be heard. So my job is the stage manager. When I took on this task, believe me, I thought it was going to be by trial and error, and my sister kindly reminded me that I was a stage manager for us as kids when we were kids, because we used to put on plays for my mom and dad. Mm-hmm. And she said, "No, sister," she said, "you very rarely had a role, but you made sure that when we went out there and we had to put the towel on our head, you know, that it was wrapped on tight." I said, "Well, you know what?" She says, "So you've done this before." She says, "Now you just got a chance, God gave you a chance to do it on a larger scale." And I am truly grateful to the cast for accepting me and being there, you know what I'm saying, when sometimes I would feel like I was getting scrambled. They were like, no, ain't no need to panic. So we've all been there together, and they've locked their fingers together for me as well, and I really appreciate you guys as a unit overall, like I said. And I think we've just built a family, the Mac Movement family. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So all of us are in this for a good reason, and we want to know, and my question is, and I'm going to continue to ask this question well after this over, what would you do to mend a city? Mm. That's it, and I'm going to end there. And thank you, AD, again.
Man, that's...
Thank you, and I just want to say you're doing a fabulous job, Miss Diamond.
Thank you so very
much. It would not tick-tock without you.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah. Yes, we definitely appreciate Tamara and Miss Diamond. We definitely appreciate that. If I could ask you guys one more question, if y'all could go into it a little bit deeply, how do you guys want to exactly impact the community, being a part of this community? What would you say has already impacted the community with this play? Because I know it's been around for about a decade, right?
Oh, yeah, it's been
around, yes. This is my first time actually being in a play, so I'm trying to immerse myself into the culture. I've been a part of activism work. I've done activism work since I was a kid and stuff like that. So this is really, the acting part is new to me, but the message and all of that, I've always been a part of that. So trying to help other people, because life is bigger than ourselves, and oftentimes we get caught up into the competitive individualism mentality. I'ma do me, you do you, because we've been taught that by this Eurocentric system that has castrated us, that has demonized us, they have done all these different isms and is to us that we have just become not ourselves. So I just want to ask again, the question is, how is this movement impacting the community from both of y'all perspectives, starting with Tamara?
I thought you were going to start with Miss Diamond, but that's fine. You know, I've shared the fact that I am participating and that this play is going to happen, and the nature of the message of the play I've shared with my friends, and they intend to attend. So, you know, my hope is that, number one, just by participation in the play itself, because it is so powerful, we'll have an effect on the community that inspires us to actually do things consciously, you know, and to be aware of. And the parts that I have in the play are actually also reminiscent and reminding us of who we are and where we come from, you know, what we come from. And so I'm excited about that. You know, it even personally, just to repeat my lines, reminds me of the queen that I am. Mm. You know, and I hope that I'll be able to give that to those who come and share in the play. Mm.
Okay, and Ms. Diamond?
And afterwards, of course, that continues. and as well, you know, doing the job that I do. I'm a healer. I do therapy. That's what I do. So mending a city, I hope, will help me continue to do that.
Oh, okay, so that's just adding on to what you already do. All right, that's excellent. That's excellent.
Absolutely.
Black excellence, to be exact.
Okay.
We gonna move on to Mrs. Diamond. How would you say impact? How would you say that MAC impacts the community?
Well, MAC movement definitely has impacted the community. Like I said, I have a couple different ways of looking at this. Is that people are going to look at this as an opportunity for strength and growth, mm-hmm. and be willing to go forward and do something to make a difference, mm-hmm. make a change, you know, not be part of the problem, be part of the solution. You know, when you're saying, all these kids out here are bad, you know what? Well, create something where, you know, you can say, you know, kids at the, you know, baby kids. It don't matter what you want to call it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, a day at the park for the kids. You know what I'm saying? So that you give them something to do. You know, go to your local YMCAs, your Boys and Girls Clubs, you know, your libraries. You know, go and sit and have a day where you can just read for the children. You know what I'm saying? Because this is really about getting the kids to understand that there was a history before them. You know, and that's what the Mendocino City, with moving forward, what I want to do with this, what Mendocino City has given me, is that, you know, I'm hearing people complain, you know, about this generation. You know, I watch law enforcement, you know, and I don't care, because just because you got a badge on and you got lights on top of your car, I will stop them. And I mean, I've worked in a few communities where, yeah, there were kids running across the street on a red light, and you could have used that as a teaching lesson instead of putting them in handcuffs. You know what I'm saying? That's where you could have used your opportunity to teach the youth. But, you know, you'd rather, you know, scare them or put them in fear. And now they have no respect for you because they fear you. You know, and that. So what I would like to see from the Mendocino City movement is just be part of the solution. So we don't have another days of slavery. You know, we don't have people being locked up. And people were locked up. I mean, they forgot. How do you forget that? How do you forget that, you know, they did things to us? I mean, so what? And people, what I get all the time, oh, well, that happened 400, 500 years ago. And it still impacted me because it happened to my great-great-grandmother, who had a mother, and then she had children, and it came all the way down to my parents. And I mean, I remember when Barack Obama became president, they would thought that would never ever happen, that they would see a black man. How was that not possible, that you thought you would never see that? My parents both cried and hugged their children and said, you know what, and now I can tell my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, that you too, if that's your heart's desire to want to become president, go after it. Do the right thing and mend the city. Definitely mend the city. And you know what? Again, like I said, they talk about all the things he didn't do. He made it to be president. He did something right. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, again, AD, I can't thank you enough for giving me and Tamara this opportunity to be a part of your show. You are amazing. You have an amazing podcast. You put out some really informative information that people need to hear. This is the things people don't want to talk about. I know there are a lot of podcasts, and sometimes I sit and watch them, and I'm like, this message isn't relevant to anything. What are they talking about? You know what I'm saying? So I'm spinning around, you know, in my chair, bored to death. Some of it, you know, I have to do because I guess you have to see both sides of the coin. You know, so again, AD, thank you. Thank you for being part of the cast. Thank you for being part of this movement. And all of us together can make this possible. Thank you.
And thank you for your service.
Thank you, Mrs. Diamond and the lovely Tamara for doing this interview with me on the Adria X Mayotte podcast. Thank you again. Thank you so much. We definitely appreciate you. So we here with Sharif. She's another cast member of Mendocino City, and we're gonna ask her a few questions regarding Mendocino City. So the first question that I would like to ask Sharif is, How did you first get involved with Mendes City? Could you tell people about that?
Well, you know, first of all praise is due to Allah. Thank you to the brother Adrian X. Mayotte. All you hear back there blowing them horns. But yes, shout out to all the love and support. But yeah, I got involved with Mendes City actually based on the lady that you hear singing right now. I don't know if you can hear her singing, but yeah, so she's kind of drugged me to the to the tryouts and the auditions. So you know, I do rap. I rap. I do spoken word. Like I'm familiar with the stage a little bit too. In high school, I got on stage and did some improvisational shit. But most of all, it was definitely out of my league. But I'm glad I joined. But unfortunately, I had to quit the play in the middle of the play right before production day. My cousin Lance, rest in peace to you. He was brutally murdered by his best friend, shot in the back of his head on the day he got out of prison for the last time, we were hoping. So all this kind of happened right in the middle of the play, and the sister let Tavia, thanks, shout out to her. She's been definitely holding it down. She, you know, excused me from the play, and they filled my spot in because it's such a beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful piece of art that why wouldn't you want to be a part of it? But I, you know, flew out there, paid my respects, came back, and it's been a couple years because of, you know what, the C word, we ain't gonna say it. But we back outside, and they threw the play back on out here in Vegas. They've had it, you know, in a couple college campuses as well. But they're back in Vegas with it, so they, you know, Tavia reached out to the original cast members and new people as well. Like, anybody want to join and get back on it for Juneteenth? 2022. So, you know, we back. I agreed to be a part of it and pick up my lines that I didn't get to, you know, throw out there and do my little thing. And then a couple more lines too on top of that. I don't got a great memory, so I told her it'd be easy. But you'll see me out there, Juneteenth, middle name Sharif. I got some monologues. I got some single parts. So thank you to the brother Adrian X Mayotte again. Shout out to his podcast. Peace and love and blessings on his success and moving forward. We're going to see y'all out there. It's going to be a little warm. We're trying to get there after the sun goes down. So we're accommodating to y'all's comfort at level as well. We already know how Vegas is, but we outside. We got y'all. Got vendors. Got food. Got drink. You know, everything we need out here in the city of CN. Out.
All right. Thank you for that information and that feedback. Another question I would like to ask you, Sharif, is how would you like your role to impact impact the community with the Mendes City movement? And then the second part to that question is how has Mendes City itself impact the community?
Okay. So I definitely hope to deliver the message clearly and properly. They took their time on this piece. All three, four artists, you know, put their words together, their thoughts together, and wrote this wrote this script for us. So, out of respect for them, purely, hoping I portray it at my best level and pay respects to them, and pay homage to their artistry and creativity. But they've definitely impacted the city over and over again. Every time this drops, we gather. I've noticed new people, new faces that get it, that want to be a part of something bigger. Of course, nobody has all the answers, but at least we waken people up. We opening eyes to real life issues that still carry on to this day. These issues are stemming from slavery and the whole mix up with that. So we bringing all that. Yeah, we bringing all that, the whole timeline down on y'all a couple days on the Juneteenth weekend. And y'all can check it out yourself and see it from your own perspective, because I had to. You know, as a black woman, I still had to see it over and over again to really feel it, to get it. And it's a very moving piece. It's a movement, but the piece itself is going to move you. And Ms. Sister Tavia, she definitely taught me something very special about the word entertainment. And it's not entertaining if it don't change you, if it don't enter and change you. And that's what I've been working on, is my personal artistry, which is how I feel like, you know, Mendes City has impacted me. The sisters definitely developed me as a woman, as a strong black woman, being solid, being anchored and grounded, and doing new things, doing hard things and challenging things as well. It's not easy acting in front of people, especially if you go about your life trying to be real, you know, and portraying a real individual. It's, you know, doing the acting things, the things that people do behind doors normally or something like that with their family, with their very close people, only get to see that part of it. This is not an easy task, as beautiful as it all comes out to be. These people work really hard to remember their lines and give you all their best. So we definitely appreciate everybody today that came out to the social event. And the brother, again, thank you for, you know, shining us, giving some light, shining on us a little bit, and we shining back, you know what I mean? So it's all love.
We definitely appreciate you too, Sharif, for being a part of this movement. It's definitely big. It's making an impact on all African peoples worldwide, or melanated peoples worldwide, whatever you want to label yourself, indigenous people, the original people. So it's making a profound impact. So it's definitely a must-see. It's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. If you're not there on the 17th and the 18th, then you're missing out. I don't know where you gonna be at. So, but anyway, I definitely appreciate everybody. And y'all may hear people singing in the background and stuff like that. They're singing the Minda City tunes and stuff like that. So that's, you know, you're gonna hear that.
What part do you play in the
So the part I play in there is Zando. That's one part.
Okay, yeah.
And then I'm a part of the Diller scene, and I'm man three.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Congratulations.
Thank
you.
It is going to be a lot of fun.
Those are key parts to the play. You know, how brothers get treated day to day, how they treat each other. It's just all a fucked up thing, and we just bringing light to it, of course, hoping that we can start to open up the world a little bit. It's just an energy shift that needs to really happen. It's not going to be a problem solver. It's just an energy shift, and if we don't do these acts, we're not doing anything toward that energy shift that could start to open people's hearts and minds up to, you know, being patient with each other, being kind to one another, and not judging each other. As natural as it is to judge each other, and as a survival tactic to judge, you know, you judge a situation like, damn, is this stove hot? You know, is this person fucking carrying a disease? You know, should I deal with them? Are they good with money? Like, you gotta, that judgment, it comes naturally, so don't shame it. But definitely know that it's not always necessary, you know, and use it when it's necessary.
Yeah.
That's the best I can say.
I would say judge not hastily or quickly, judge using rather with discernment.
Yes.
Because when you judge, because when we judge, we all gonna judge, but it's about using common sense when you judge. Don't just judge the surface of the matter. You gotta go in depth.
Yes,
and
sir.
That's why we have Minda City, because a lot of times people look at black people from the surface, which comes from just the mass media and what they promote about us, and they say, oh, that's just how they are, that's just them.
We've got our prejudgments.
So now we put the spotlight and highlight what we actually are as men and women, like,
and how
you can, and how we handle in ourselves, and we share our experiences. So that's the whole point, to get out the real narrative and get rid of any false narratives that come from that mass media. We're offsetting the or we're counter revolutionary to the narrative, so we're playing that role. So that's why I feel like I'm good with this role, and I'm happy to be here, because I want to make that.
Those parts definitely fit. Just not even knowing you, not seeing you do anything at all, but just knowing that we have to do this. We have to put every shade of brown out there, so that everybody sees the differences. You know,
yeah.
Like you're saying, breaking down that old narrative. So,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely, I'm down. I can't wait to see what comes of this. I'm nervous as fuck. I'm going to act like I'm professional right now, but I'm nervous. I don't want to fuck up. You know, that's number one, too. So we out here, though. God bless Minda City, Zuli, Philip, Lightfoot, Sister Tabia, Trice B on some of the musical notes as well, and just everybody involved. God bless everybody, and I hope we see the other side of this, you know, in a beautiful new light. That's what's up.
All right, my peoples, I definitely appreciate everybody listening. Y'all still listening and tuning in. We definitely want to share this with everybody as well. Don't just listen and not share, because sharing is caring. So definitely share this with everybody too. So I'm gonna go more around the room to talk to more cast members and things of that sort, so stay tuned. So we got my brother Joel
on
the scene at the True Spot
here with AD.
He's another big cast member. That man, I tell you, this guy's been a part of activism work all throughout Las Vegas and probably in other cities, probably some cities we ain't never even heard about, because he's modest in what he does. He does photography, he does podcasting as well. And I'm going to let him also introduce and leave off anything that I've left off, and then I'm going to get into the questions we're going to ask him.
Well, again, I want to thank you again, AD, for giving me the opportunity to speak to your people. It's definitely a blessing and honor. Definitely want to extend my hand out to you as well within that means. But again, me and AD have come from a ways back. Again, our history is strong within. Even though we don't live in a perfect world, we don't always agree. But still and all, with this movement here, we can't do nothing but agree. We're both in the same ship, so to speak, when it comes to the issues that we face as a people, the ordeals that we have been going through as a people from colonizing days still into today's setting of the year 2022, we still have yet to overcome some of those issues or dwellings that we are in now. Me, myself, as AD was already acknowledging, I am a radio show host. My show is called Make Me Free. I chose that topic based off of the movie Amistad.
And the book, too. Yep, I got that.
The book. And then just the, you know, if you seen the movie and you heard him say that, then you exactly know what the hell I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because there was a trial for captives that had, I guess, killed their captain during the passage. Mm-hmm. And the ship ended up docking without a captain or anything. And they held the prisoners captive. Mm-hmm. And there was a trial to either set them free or keep them as slaves. And during the movie itself, there was a word spoken, or these words spoken out, make me free. And that kind of like held deep within me, because, you know, I kind of like put myself in that position that he was in, even though it was an acting scene. But still, our ancestors have went through that ordeal. And trying to, you know, even though I can't really imagine it full scale, but just the thought of it was hurtful and painful enough for me to remind myself that, are we really free as a people?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what my show is, Make Me Free. You can catch it on www.onthewakeupradio.com. We also have our own tube channel, not actually YouTube, but it's called On the Wake Up Tube, otwtube.com. Internet friendly. Again, Google Chrome is probably the best search engine for that. But there you'll see all of the videos that we have within consciousness. A lot of information to make yourself free from in this type of setting of being a citizen, as opposed to sovereignty state, or even a Aboriginal American, or, you know, even Native American, with some, you know, the debate goes on and on. But still in all, we all in the same ship. We all in the same boat. I cannot say that I don't respect this brother, because I do wholeheartedly. And again, I appreciate him giving me the opportunity to speak to you. So if you're able to come out again, June 17th, June 18th, our show will be at 8 o'clock on the dot, running precisely. Again, the show is an overwhelming show, so much that me, myself, as a man, and you know, and as you know, men in general, you know, what we've been taught is that we're not supposed to cry. But this piece here, this book, and this play that we done actually made me shed tears. That's how deep it was as a stage play, as a tool to disrupt the system that we're in now. And again, if you're able to, please do, because we really appreciate it. We're doing a fundraiser, and as you can hear, the many people in the background that's giving us feedback on what we're doing, and we appreciate them, and we appreciate you for listening in today. So again, June 17th, June 18th, you don't want to miss it. And again, Adrian X, we'll be right back.
My question that I got for you, Joel, my brother, is how did you get involved exactly with Mendes City the movie?
Actually, it was just by coincidence. I was walking home from work one day, to be honest with you. There was a auditions being held for the stage play Mendes City back in, I believe, 2018. But still, I just happened to be visiting a friend in the area, and I so happened to walk by the auditions, and I was like, whoa, what's this? So I just peeked my head in, and they was like, would you like the audition? And I'm like, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Whoa, I don't know. I never acted before, you know what I'm saying? It was so sudden.
Exactly.
But they must have seen something in me that I really didn't see in myself. So they gave me a script to read, a little section, said, go study that and come back. So I did. I read the part. And then, you know, they told me, you know, exactly. Then I started getting direction. They started giving me direction on it. So then I just took the direction for what it was worth. And it panned out for some odd reason. They told me they had given me one part, but then thought I was better fit in another part. And this part this part is William, which I'm actually doing again in this play. I've been in this play once before, again in 2018. This is my second time in basically the same role. And the role itself is powerful, but every role within this play is powerful. There's a lot of truth in everybody's wording and script that stands true today. You will be questioning yourself after you see this play. You'll be like, damn, what was I thinking? Or how am I not thinking? You know what I'm saying? In all aspects. So, again, that's how I just by coincidence. Tabby has seen something to me that I really didn't see in myself at the time. And it just prospered into where we are now as a family.
Mm-hmm. All right, we definitely appreciate that. I'm on the same thing. Like, for this is actually my first time. This is his second year, but it did come out of spontaneity for me, as I mentioned earlier as well. Rail kind of, you know, told me about it, and I was interviewed by Tabia, and she liked how I delivered the lines, and the rest is history. But yes, when you come out June 17th and 18th, be expected to, again, I'm going to re-emphasize this, to be on an emotional roller coaster, especially for Black people, because you're seeing us in our most authentic way as possible, whether we're enjoying ourselves, whether you see a little bit of confrontation between us, or whether you see racism happening, it's all real authentic Black experience that we want people to overstand, because we're out here living our lives and we're trying to impact people, and we're trying to just be the best versions of ourselves while at the same time heal the nation, because that's what Mendes City is about. It's just about healing people. So, yeah, we just impacting our lives, other people's lives, our own lives first and foremost, as well as other people's. But this other question I would like to ask you, how personally has this role impact the community, and how do you think, I mean, the city as a whole has impacted the community?
The role itself that I play, William brings a lot of truth to that scene. When William gets to speaking, is so much truth in William's character as he's portraying that, you know, you really don't really hear these type of outbursts that William is going to be saying. It's almost a crime. Almost a crime to actually say these words out loud that William will be, that I will be in character and William and portraying as William. This book is a very powerful book itself. It sheds a lot of light and brings a lot of truth to today's society, to the systems that we are trapped in, that we seem to refuse to let ourselves free from. It's a book to break generational curses. I want to say that too. As well, within this book, it gives you a real in-depth, meaningful look of white supremacy, the avoiding or acknowledging of the wrongdoing, the continuous killings that portray within this country, even with the latest incident now with the school shooting, and then prior to that you had the Buffalo shooting, which kind of like, you know,
it's continuing.
We're going from black people to just kids now, and when you think of that, and even there was another shooting that wasn't even acknowledged, that didn't really get no play, but there was another major shooting. There was another major shooting.
We're painting that anyway. It don't matter. We're painting the floor. It doesn't matter.
But yeah, she good. She more than good. All right. I gave it to her. So she more than good. But in any case, back to the subject. Again, this book touches on white supremacy, police brutality, and the whole nine. So again, if you want to hear some powerful words spoken, especially by AD got one of the most powerful scenes in the play. I do have a powerful scene myself, but AD brings a lot of truth to the light in conversation that needs to be held. So once you see AD in the dealer scene, I'm pretty sure you act that out too in real life once the play is over. You grab that and start portraying that truthfully throughout your daily life, because he brings a lot of truth into this manner with the dealer scene. So again, I thank you for bringing truth and light, bringing your all and your best to it, because I know you were the guy for that part, and it shows. And again, I just want to thank you, AD, again, for bringing me on your show. Peace.
Man, that was Joel. I appreciate him and his warm sentiments. He's going to do great as well. I'm literally rubbing shoulders with giants right now. I'm standing on the shoulder of giants, and that's all I can do to be the best version of myself, because they're going to help me grow as well. You know, a plant can only thrive in a non-contaminated environment. So I'm just that plant being in a warm environment with the soil, with the sun, and being daily watered by water, and just growing and just thriving the best way that I can, like any other plant would. So I use that analogy because it's important for us to grow as human beings. It's always room for improvement. So I feel like Mend the City is going to heal everybody. So just come out June 17th, June 18th to show profound support. We need it. We definitely need it. So I'm going to interview some more people around the room before we end. So I'm going to interview more people, and you're going to definitely get to talk to, or get to listen in, rather, into other perspectives and other viewpoints to understand why we're still continuing Mend the City. So thank you guys again for listening. We definitely appreciate you listening. So we're going to keep this ball rolling. So we got my brother Saucy Downs here at the True Spot, Mend the City. We all together like a bundle of sticks, unbreakable here. So Saucy, man, tell people, bro, who you are before we even get into the Mend the City. Can you tell people what you do as an artist, as a man out here in these Las Vegas streets?
Man, well, you know, I'm Saucy Downs, man. I just, no matter where I'm at, man, I just
in
do my best.
Right now.
look, that's Joel singing my song, man. Look, I just try to be myself, man. I put big emphasis on being myself, self-expression, you know, and creativity, man. That's just me, man. Like, that's just who I am. That's who I've always been. And now I'm at a point where I'm just really embracing that. And, you know, that's what I'm going to bring to the play. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring that creativity. I'm going to bring that self-expression. And you're going to feel it, man. We got a great cast, man. Man, AD has been an amazing castmate, dude. Man, we got a scene together. It's crazy. Do we got more than one scene together?
Yeah, we got two scenes
together. Man, we got two scenes together, man. What y'all talking about, man? Look, we got two scenes together, man. Look, it's gonna be crazy. Look, man, look, this, I'm just excited, man. Like, you know, like a couple months ago I was saying, oh, I think I should really get into acting, man. I should really get into it, man. But you know, like, the opportunity presented itself on its own. I didn't go looking for it, you know? And I'm here, man, and I'm so thankful because not only, like, acting is something that I can put on my resume now and like, after, like, doing the work, like, hey, I actually can act, but it made me a stronger person. It made me a better person, you know? And like, you know, just finding the fact that I can act is like finding another part of myself, man. So, you know, we gonna mend the city, man. You know, it's the same story that it's always been, but on the 17th and the 18th, we gonna talk about it, and y'all gonna hear it, and you know, come out and support, man. And even if you're hearing this after it, man, like, mend the city is it's a powerful piece, man. And when you hear those words, you can't help but be touched, man. I'm excited for this. Man, AD has always been a guy that, like, I respected and admired, man. And to now be in a play with him, bro, this is amazing, man. It really is. Man, I thank you for having me on the podcast. What's the name of your podcast?
Adrian X Myatt Podcast.
I'm not even mad at that. Like, my bro just kept it simple, like, this is me. This is my podcast. I fuck with that, man. Simplicity. I love it. That's, man. We out here, dog. The thing is, we've been at these rehearsals. You know what I'm saying? We not just going to show up on show day
yeah,
I hope I can act. Like, no, when show day come, we going to know them lines. It's going to come out, and you're going to feel every bit of it, man. I'm excited. You excited, man?
I'm extremely excited and nervous all in one. I want to ask you a question regarding Mend the City now.
Okay.
But I'm very, 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 very excited. I'm overwhelmed, actually, with excitement. So my first question I wanted to ask you, Saucy, is how did you get involved with Mend the City? How did you get involved with it?
So it's crazy because I actually know all three of the writers,
okay. But
like separately. I know them all like from separate reasons, you know what I'm saying? And I have a relationship with all three of them, you know, which is its own relationship. But I was actually talking to Philip about the play, and he was like, yeah, like he really enjoyed writing it. And it was like, I believe he said it was his first time, like, writing a play. And the very next day, Tabia hit me up to be in the play. Now, like she hadn't talked to Philip or anything like that. She just hit me up and asked me to be in the play. So it was like divine timing, the reason why I'm here, man. And yeah, so that's how I got put on to being a part of this play.
All right, and then the last question I want to ask you, my brother, before I relinquish you is, how do you think your character impacts the community, as well as how do you believe Mend the City, the play itself and the movement, impacts the community?
So I feel like my character shows that you can be self-employed. You can work outside of this system that they got set up, you know. Now it is a little bit tougher, and you gotta deal with a little bit more things, man, but you can do it. And I feel like that's what my character is. My character is like a dream, you know what I'm saying, and a dream that is attainable. Now the way that it's went about is, it's up for debate, but that's what my character is, man. It's hope, really, you know what I'm saying, and just confidence, and confidence of being, you know, just being, like, the confidence doesn't have to go any further than just being, you know what I'm saying. If you can be confident in that, like, are you being right now, you know what I'm saying, and if you can answer yes to that, then it's you can do anything, mm-hmm. And that's what my character represents, man, and the same thing in the real world. I feel like that's who I represent, man, that you can just be, and you're going to be just fine.
Man, those are profound words from a decent man, and the words of Drake, man. He just knows what to say because he's saucy down, bro. Like, man, tell people where they can find your music and all of that good stuff, man. How can they find your music?
So you can find my music on Apple Music, Spotify, all of the streaming platforms. Instagram is going to be SAUCEYDOWNS, Saucy Downs. And then Saucy Downs on everything else too as well, man. But if you really would like to support me, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm making that more of a home for people who enjoy me and who I am. So there's going to be stuff over there for you. So please go there. And then also, please support my Bandcamp. Go to my Bandcamp. Please peruse my catalog and purchase some of my art, because that's what artists need, man. We need the support and the repost and everything like that, but buy our artwork, man. Buy our music, man. It really gives us another gear in doing this, and we are very needed as artists. So, man, please support us so we can make life better for everybody.
All right, that was my brother Saucy Downs. He gave you all the gems and jewels, and you can follow him on all the platforms he mentioned. And in the background, that's actually the Mend the City theme song that's in the play. So y'all can enjoy that. And this is all a part of the healing process and bringing it over to the nation so they can understand where we're coming from. Yes, I think we're going to call it a night, guys. I definitely appreciate everybody that tuned in tonight. And we, again, will be at Raw Remedies June 17th, June 18th. If you go to my Facebook as well as my Instagram, because I'm going to post it on Instagram as well, you'll see the flyer with the Eventbrite information where you can purchase your tickets. So make sure you go on there and look at that link and get that information so you can get those tickets. Again, we appreciate everybody that has tuned in, as well as the contributors to Mend the City and everything. Thank you for your donations. Thank you for Tabia and all the people that created and made Mend the City possible for us to be here. So again, we appreciate y'all, man. We are more than honored to be a part of this and to impact people's lives. So again, thank you. We love y'all. Peace and blessings to all the melanated people. Whether the sun is up in your area or whether it's nighttime, we wish everybody the best. So again, peace and blessings. Salute.